From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, June 10th.
Coming up, a red flag warning takes effect across parts of the North State today as forecasters warn of dangerous wildfire conditions.
Also, PG&E says it could shut off power in parts of the region as winds pick up and fire danger rises.
And Assemblymember James Gallagher says goodbye to the state capitol as he prepares to head to Congress.
First, parts of the North State are on alert for dangerous wildfire conditions beginning today. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning in the northern Sacramento Valley. The agency expects gusty winds and low humidity will create critical fire weather conditions. Sarah Perdue is a meteorologist with the Weather Service's Sacramento office.
Be aware that fires can spark and grow very quickly under conditions where a red flag warning is in place. Be prepared and have a plan for if a fire does start near you.
She says during the warning to take extra action against sparking a fire. According to CAL FIRE, that means things like being careful with disposing of cigarettes and matches, avoiding burning, avoiding mowing, dragging trailer chains, and not driving over dry grass. The red flag warning starts at 11 o'clock this morning and lasts until Thursday afternoon at 5.
That red flag warning is also raising the possibility of power shutoffs in parts of the region. The utility's latest forecast shows shutoffs likely for parts of Colusa, Glenn, Sutter, and Tehama counties.
Meanwhile, Chico is taking steps to reduce wildfire risk locally. Chico is closing part of Upper Bidwell Park during the red flag warning. City officials say the gate at Horseshoe Lake will be closed today and tomorrow. They're also asking people not to use barbecues in Lower Bidwell Park. Wildfire danger is elevated.
While wildfire concerns dominate the forecast, there's also a political transition underway in Sacramento. James Gallagher is closing out over a decade in the California Assembly as he prepares to be sworn in to Congress. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports on his goodbye at the state capitol earlier this week.
Gallagher won last week's special election to finish the late Doug LaMalfa's term in the House of Representatives. In Sacramento, the Sutter County Republican has spent 12 years in a state legislature controlled by Democrats. Gallagher said that experience has shaped how he views political power.
When I am sworn in this week, it will be the first time ever that I've been in the majority. I think that's been really good for me. Actually, I think it's really honed my skills. It's helped me to understand how important it is that minority voices are heard.
Gallagher also urged lawmakers to defend the authority of the legislature, calling it the most important branch of government. He'll serve a short term until January in the House while campaigning for the full seat in the upcoming general election against Democrat Mike McGuire. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
In other news, Chico State is looking for a new campus police chief. University officials announced yesterday that Chief Chris Nicodemus will retire July 1st. He's moving to Butte College, where campus officials say he'll lead the law enforcement academy. Nicodemus has led Chico State's police department since 2022, first as interim chief and then in the permanent role. The university says it's working to name an interim chief and will launch a nationwide search later this summer. And a transparency note, Chico State owns NSPR's broadcast licenses, but does not oversee the station's news production or programming.
And lastly, with temperatures expected to top 100 degrees this week, Butte County Public Health is reminding residents to stay safe in the heat. Officials say children, older adults, pregnant people, those with health conditions, and outdoor workers face a higher risk of heat-related illness. The agency recommends drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty, and avoiding sugary, caffeinated, and alcoholic beverages. If you don't have air conditioning, Public Health says to spend time in cool public places like libraries or movie theaters. And don't forget pets. Give them plenty of water and shade, exercise them during cooler morning or evening hours, and never leave them in a parked vehicle.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, June 10th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions, you can find more of our elections coverage online at mynspr.org. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.